This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The statement that had everyone laughing last night. We'll talk about it coming up. Right now, let's talk to B-Mac, Brian McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champion, joining us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, CBS NFL analyst. B-Mac, we get a chance to see, I think, our best opponent for the Falcons on Monday night. The Buffalo Bills coming to town. I've been saying all week, they're PO'd. They're mad because they don't feel like they should have lost to the Patriots, but yet they did. Coming into this situation, what do you feel like the Falcons need to do coming off the bye week?
They got to find a way to contain Josh Allen. And it's more about the ability to extend the plays with Josh Allen than anything. Because when he extends the plays, the entire route tree is open with his pass catchers. Not to mention he can also take off and run at any given time. We saw Marcus Mariota run the football a little bit, improvised running the last outing against the Falcons. So clearly that could be an issue for Atlanta if they allow Josh Allen to get going. And when he's rolling out, he's looking to throw it down the football field. And that's always been one of his strongest attributes. So if I'm Atlanta, you got to find a way to try to contain 17, because when he's up and he's playing that street ball style of play, he's at his best.
I know that we've got a lot of games we were just talking about, Bryant, with this, trying to find some gambling edge. So I'm going to ask you real quick. You buying the Eagles to get their ish together against the Giants tonight. It's 7.5. Much written about A.J. Brown talking with Saquon Barkley and with Jalen Hurts about, you know, getting this thing balanced. And a lot of folks saying the Eagles offense is very predictable.
Yeah, I buy that. I think they will provide a better outing because the issue for them is just a lack of chemistry. But they have talent. They got dudes. That would be a bigger issue if you didn't have the necessary talent that you would need to be at your best. But they got a bunch of dudes on the offense, man. They just haven't been clicking for whatever reason. But one thing we know about the Eagles, especially going back to a year ago, they love playing against the New York Giants. They do. I think this is a great opportunity for the offense to kind of show that buzz and that juice that we all know they have.
Yeah, I was talking about these numbers that are just kind of surprising. 30th out of 32 offensively, right. 31st in passing. They just aren't putting up the numbers, yet they're winning because, you know, again, they've got dudes, as you said. B-Mac, tell me what you thought about the Flacco trade, man, as we go around the NFL.
It was surprising. It was surprising because you do it now, then you do it to a divisional foe. It's just the Cleveland Browns being Cleveland, man. Come on, man. Like, what are we talking about, Cleveland? What are you doing, Cleveland? You started Flacco. Okay, it didn't work well. You trade him away. Now you have Dillon Gabriel as a starter. You don't know if Shador's going to be the backup guy. Hey, Cleveland is just – are we surprised they've been a bottom-dweller organization, it seems like, forever because of moves like this? So it was surprising. It was alarming. Heck, Cincinnati said they were surprised when they got the call from Cleveland about trading Flacco to them.
Talking with our man Brian McFadden about the NFL. We spent a lot of time yesterday talking about Gannon, the coach of the Cardinals. He didn't slap a guy, man. He didn't hit him with a helmet, but he brushed up against DiMercato, the dude who drops the ball at the goal line, which is just so stupid, Brian. Where do you fall on this? Was it much to do about nothing, or should the coach apologize and get fined?
I mean, in this day and age of football, yeah, people want you to apologize. I come from an era where those are the things that would be tolerate, will be an action because of what you did. And you can't drop the football. But, you know, it's a different time, right? I don't think it was a big issue for what he did. I mean, at the end of the day, you know what you need to do. I've come from situations, guys, on football fields where coaches and players are about to really physical fight each other, like a fight. Cussing right. each other out, pushing, ready to throw blows. And the next play, they patting each other on the back. Right. Football is an emotional game. But in this day and age, some things won't be tolerated.
B-Mac, how much trouble are the Ravens in with where they're at right now? No Lamar again, it looks like, this week. Are they done?
Yeah, they done. They done. If they lose this week for sure, they're done. You can't be 1-5 and have any aspiration to try to get into the playoffs, because now you can't afford to have any more losses, and you're not even midway through the season. Because of the injuries, it's going to be tough. But if they lose this Sunday against the Rams, I think they're pretty much it's a wrap.
We haven't really talked much about the Steelers. They were coming off the bye week, but kind of just where you expected them to be. Are they going to get more dynamic offensively with Aaron Rodgers and our former coach, Arthur Smith?
I mean, I would hope so, but the issue with Pittsburgh, man, they just lost their number two wide receiver in Calvin Austin.
Right.
That was already a position of need, and now you lose him. You got to find a way to kind of weather the storm until he gets healthy or potentially make a trade. But for them to be 3-1 and considering all the issues the other teams in the division is having, man, you got to like where the Pittsburgh Steelers are currently sitting at.
Are you blowing your horn at somebody? You in traffic, bro?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was my phone.
Oh, okay, no. Carl and I thought you were riding like a tandem bicycle with like a little horn.
I had no idea what was going on, B. By the way, we know you got to get out of here because you got another thing to do.
Like Ryan Clark's in the back honking the horn or
exactly.
something.
We're like, what is going on with B-Mac? Brian McFadden joining us, guys, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tell me I'm wrong about this Purdy thing, man. It looks like he's not going to play again. He's not practicing. It looks like it's going to be Mac Jones again.
It looks like it's going to be Mac Jones, but Mac Jones is banged up as well. But Kyle Shanahan has done a masterful job with the injuries and still finding ways to get things done, man. They got a tough game this Sunday against Tampa, but it's going to be hard to continue to play against playoff-caliber teams with your backup quarterback. This week, they're going to have a big test, but the Tampa, they have injuries as well.
Yeah.
You know, like Mike Tomlin used to tell us all the time, nobody cares about your labor pains. You still got to deliver the baby.
Right
so
on.
Let's see who delivers the baby on Sunday.
Detroit's got the Chiefs. We saw the Chiefs fall to the Jacksonville Jaguars. You're buying that Liam Cohen's the right coach to figure out Trevor Lawrence. Overcame a mistake. I mean, they showed some clutch in that game.
Over time, yes. But right now, Trevor Lawrence is still going through his growing pains. But with that being said, they're still 4-1.
I
think they have exceeded the expectations. So Lim is doing something right that they're finding ways to win instead of finding ways to lose.
B, I know you got to run, man. We appreciate you, dude. Go handle your business. Thanks for jumping on with us. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, sir.
All right, man. That's Brian McFadden. By the way, we do have two Monday night games. I know you hate this.
I do.
We're the early game. And then Bears Commanders. So, I mean, honestly, we'll be at the game, but –
We get the B team. We get Fowler calling our
correct, game. Correct. But that's a pretty good Monday night, to be honest with you. Bears, Commanders, we just saw the Commanders. They went and won against the Chargers. Bears are coming on. Caleb Williams, 8 touchdowns, 2 picks, man. He looks like he's coming along where they need him to be.
I've got Bill on the Commanders, so I'm hoping he can run the football against that Bears defense. But, yeah, I don't think I'm alone on this. I understand if you don't have DirecTV or you don't have Sunday Ticket or the packages and everything else, you're happy to see more football on a Monday. But to me, it dilutes what you get on the Sundays. You know, and it also
in the late window you don't get as many games.
Now the good news for Falcon fans is you'll be home at a decent hour with the kids if you're if you are taking the kids to the game. But 7:15 start. It takes a little bit of air out of the balloon to have a double dip.
Yeah, we get to watch all day Sunday, and then Monday's our day. But I did want to mention that.
Just talking about this with our buddy Mark Ramondi from ESPN, who up here talking to Michael Penix. Hear what Michael Penix Jr. had to say to the media today, along with Zach Robinson. It's just so weird when we have the bye week. It's almost like 2 weekends. Like, what do you do with yourself? I mean, unless you find some of those games really that compelling, focus more on college, honey-do list, play some golf.
Yeah, you know? you look I always say, if you don't have a life, get one. You should enjoy the things that you want to enjoy. And you, that's a week for me, Mike, to not take in as much football. But the funny thing is, I did. Even though it was a bad – I didn't think it was a great week last week. Like, in the NFL, it wasn't a great –
The cross-conference games were a bit funky.
No, they were. And so – but I found myself sitting there watching most of the games like I normally would on any particular Sunday if the Falcons were playing, even after we get home. I don't know, man. I just feel like this week has been discombobulated. I hope it doesn't feel this way for our team. And we'll ask Ra this.
Right.
Because, again, most of us, you included, are routine-oriented. When you get out of your routine, you feel like your whole day's been ruined. You don't do something in the morning that you normally do, or you know what, you don't make the stops that you normally, like all of a sudden you feel like, all right, that something's a little bit off. And because everything got pushed back, yeah, these guys change schedules all the time, but I hope they don't feel like this, Mike, because I think the fan base does. It's like we've been waiting. It's like we're rubbing our hands together, waiting.
Right. It was one of those things that Dan Quinn, I want to say, had two or three losses coming out of a bye in his career with us, which kind of on it. I'll have to go back and look. I know two for sure. And it was some of those 5- and 6-game losing streaks that we had to suffer through. Real quick, Brandon Mincy listens to us online.
Brandon!
Check out the Odyssey app. He's up in Indianapolis. And we were just talking before BMAC came on about me and Day-Day jumping on the Colts and 7.5 and now finding out that Kyler Murray was out of practice with Arizona. He's up there in Indy. He says they're loving Daniel Jones, calling him Indiana Jones up there. And I know the couple of guys that I sit next to with the Indy 500 are believers on this. And Brandon said, all of a sudden that Berlin game doesn't necessarily look like the cakewalk we thought it might have been.
Totally agree. That was one we were all thinking, dub, because right. We didn't know who the quarterback
Anthony
was going to be.
Anthony Richardson, a work in progress.
Maybe we get
Daniel Jones coming off the bench. And now Daniel Jones reasserted himself. So, yeah, that's another a game that we thought, you're right, was a dub for us. It's going to be some work.
All right, man, coming up, we got to talk about what happened last night because they issued a statement and it meant nothing to me. This was literally, hey, we need to put out some PR to make this a better situation. We'll get into that as part of our daily download. Got to the gate today, Mike. Got to tell you, I rolled up.
Right.
You know, we've talked about this gate up here.
Carl's had some problems with authority. Usually it's me.
But not today.
Usually it's me, but Carl's had some issues lately.
Rolled up. Her name was Kyron. Her mom is a big Dukes and Bell listener.
Hey.
So literally I roll the window down and I go, hey, I'm with – I know who you are, sir.
Hey.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. My mom loves you guys.
Thank you.
Well, that's awesome. What's her name? Her name's Karen. I said, well, where does she live? Winder. Oh, okay, well, tell Karen we love her. Well, can you tell her on the air today? So I just did.
Thanks, Karen.
All right.
Karen, next time we're on remote up here, come by and see us.
Thank you so much. But yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
She was terrific at the gate. And I say that. Falcons, don't trip. Everybody's fine up here. Hey, man, want to remind you guys that we are going to continue to bring you the best NFL action, including Falcons-Bills. Game starts at 11 a.m. We're talking about all the things leading up to the game with a special broadcast at Signia by Hilton. Mike, myself, Randy Mack's going to be there from the Nest on 4. We're going to have a great time on Monday, and we're going to get you ready, man, 11 to 3.
It's like brunch, right?
It really is. We're going to be out there 11 to 3 right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Daily downloads next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.